This is the news in brief from the United Nations. U.S. President Joe Biden's decision to rejoin the Paris Climate Agreement only hours after taking office has been hailed by UN Chief Antonio Guterres. The development reverses the U.S. announcement in June 2017 that it would pull out of the agreement to try to reduce global temperatures to rise 1.5 degrees above pre-industrial levels by limiting harmful carbon emissions. With all countries fully engaged, we have a real opportunity to prevent climate catastrophe and embark on transformative climate action, Mr. Guterres said in a tweet on Thursday. The UN chief has also welcomed Mr. Biden's announcement that the U.S. is to re-engage with the World Health Organization, WHO. It comes after the previous U.S. administration gave notice last July that it intended to leave the UN agency. That decision would have taken effect in July 2021, as the formal withdrawal requires a year's notice. The U.S. is the largest donor to the UN Health Agency, contributing almost $893 million to its 2018-2019 programs. In a statement issued by his spokesperson, Secretary General Antonio Guterres said that supporting the WHO was absolutely critical to the world's efforts for a better coordinated response against COVID-19. The UN chief also urged global solidarity to defeat the coronavirus. Now is the time for unity and for international community to work together in solidarity to stop this virus and its shattering consequences, he said. Staying with the World Health Organization, the United States' top medical official said on Thursday that the U.S. would now join the agency's global initiative to help poorer nations overcome COVID-19, in addition to a raft of new measures in support of access to universal health care, such as abortion services. Addressing the WHO's executive board meeting, Dr. Anthony Fauci, chief medical advisor to the new U.S. president, said that Mr. Biden intended to issue a directive within hours so that the country can become part of the COVAX platform to advance multilateral efforts to distribute coronavirus vaccines, therapeutics, and diagnostics. Speaking 1 year ago to the day, since the United States confirmed its first case of COVID-19 infection, Dr. Fauci noted that global infections had now surpassed 90 million. This was a devastating number that continues to grow, he said, while paying tribute to the scientists, public health officials, and frontline healthcare workers and community health staff who had worked heroically to fight the virus. Liz Scafidi, UN News.